Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Ukraine crisis. Gaza war. I welcome Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. Two wars in Eurasia, a third war threatened in East Asia. Despite the headlines of the conversation between Mr. Biden and Mr. Xi Jinping, there is always the tension on the ground in the South China Sea. But we begin now with an assessment for the third winter of the war in Ukraine by a distinguished contributing editor of the Financial Times and chair of the Center for Liberal Strategies in Sofia, Ivan Krestev. He writes, "Who realistically believes that Kyiv can regain territory annexed by Russia in the coming year or two, when even General Valery Zaluzhny, the popular chief of staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces, has made it clear, quote, there will most likely be no deep and beautiful breakthrough. And who but the Panglossian among us think that President Vladimir Putin is open to any meaningful negotiations a year out from an American presidential election when his favored candidate, Donald Trump, is leading in the polls?" Anatole, these are very good questions. Who believes it? Now, recently, we had headlines, and I understand they can be misleading, that Mr. Zelensky believes that all of the territory of Ukraine from before 2014 can be recovered, if not now, soon enough, sometime in 2024. This is a quandary for all of Europe. I want to begin with your comment on Mr. Krestev's hard facts in his new column. Is he expressing the opinion of many observers in Europe? Good evening to you.
Hello, John. Well, yes, I think he is. And it was quite striking that there was another interview in the Financial Times with a British military expert and I think ex-soldier, Jack Watling, who was also giving a very downbeat assessment of Ukraine's capacity of winning a real victory in the next 2 years. Now, of course, that's a different matter from Ukraine being able to hold out on the defensive, because, you know, as we have seen recently, developments in military technology today strongly favor the defensive. So, and the Russians in their attack around Avdiivka are also making slow progress with very heavy casualties. So Ukraine, I believe, has a reasonably good chance of holding out along roughly the existing lines. But yes, I mean, more and more military observers, given, you know, what happened to the Ukrainian offensive this year, given the recognition of that failure by General Zaluzhny, are saying, yes, these remarks by President Zelensky, well, you know, there have been articles in the U.S. press saying that even some of his own staff are now describing Zelensky as delusional in this regard.
Mr. Krestev also reports, Europeans are now facing two very different but interconnected wars that threaten not simply Europe's security, but the political identity of European societies. In both wars, there are nuclear powers involved, and both are of great symbolic importance. Mr. Krestev is making an argument that suggests that Europe is overwhelmed. Is that accurate? Is this too much for the continent right now?
Yes, I think in many ways it is. Because one way to look at what has happened is that, you know, by going along with American policies, which, you know, contributed to bringing about the Russian invasion of Ukraine, and by then, you know, rightly, at least initially, unconditionally backing Ukraine, the Europeans have made a, or have got themselves in a situation, it's better to say, where Russia once again has become a bitter enemy. Well, I mean, at that point, certainly, I mean, if you are going to be really, you know, go on being really committed to the war in Ukraine, you are very dependent on the United States, or at least you think you are, because let's face it, I mean, as the European military contributions to the war in Ukraine show, Europe is still a military dwarf compared to the United States, quite apart from also being, you know, deeply divided and dysfunctional in its military forces and military production. Well, that has contributed to the fact that, to a greater extent than previously, and of course the Hamas terrorist attack also greatly contributed to that, European governments, and indeed most, they're not all opposition movements, or their leaderships, have basically gone along with the American line on the Gaza war. No ceasefire, support for Israel, no meaningful, you know, demands for a political settlement. Now, the problem is twofold. One is that these movements, at least outside Germany, still contain a strong, to some extent even in Germany, strong left-wing, traditionally anti-colonialist and anti-American elements, which are extremely angry with this stance. One sees this particularly in Britain at the moment. But the other thing is that, you know, Europe, to a far greater extent than the United States, has a very large, relatively homogeneous in terms of origin, very poor and growing Muslim populations. And they, of course, identify strongly with the Palestinian cause. And so if you look at, you know, what is happening in Britain particularly, you see, so many of these immigrants have traditionally supported the left, the Social Democrats. But now there is, you know, great, well, elements of revolt in these, political revolt so far in these communities. There is also, of course, a strongly increased risk of terrorism. And so, you know, a range of political parties find themselves internally divided. Once again, the Labour Party in Britain first and foremost. And the security services are becoming increasingly worried about both terrorism and, of course, racial and ethnic tension growing.
Lord Cameron, now foreign minister, has made his first visit to Kyiv, and there are quotes here that are bolstering for Mr. Zelensky. Britain will back Ukraine for as long as it takes, says Lord Cameron. Russia thinks it can wait this war out and that the West will eventually turn its attention elsewhere, says Lord Cameron. This could not be further from the truth. He goes on to say, he said it made it clear for as long as it takes for them to achieve victory. Those are strong words from the foreign minister. Is this politics at home? I understand if it is. Lord Cameron redoubling the attention to Kyiv despite these doubts that are widespread.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say, as a Brit, I find this deeply almost, you know, embarrassing and humiliating, because the truth of the matter is, and once again, this emerges from the other interview in the Financial Times that I was mentioning, still this year, Britain military industries have been producing as many shells, artillery shells, in 1 year as Ukraine on average has been using in 1 day. Britain gave a handful of Challenger tanks, but it has so few tanks itself that not merely were those tanks far too few to make a difference, but Britain doesn't have spare parts to replace. So most of these tanks are now inactive, not because the Russians have knocked them out, but because they've just worn out and the British can't repair them. So, you know, this is part of, you know, this endless British desire to act the part of a great power on the world stage, which is simply completely beyond Britain's contemporary economic and military resources. It reminds me of a cruel remark by Bismarck about the Italians and their claim to be a great power. A very large appetite and very poor teeth.
Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft, commenting on Ukraine war. We turn now to Gaza war. More politics in Britain, more politics everywhere. Fog of war in Gaza. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Butler.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.